Blog Talk Radio.
From Los Angeles, California, it's Music Friday Live, the end of the week program where you choose the hot new upcoming bands you want to hear and we put them on the air. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan. I'm broadcasting every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Blog Talk Radio Network, the CyberStation USA Network, and our radio affiliates. Well, today we're going to be talking with some great new bands and artists at 2:05 Eastern. Karen DeZeel will return to talk about her new single, and at 2:30, the songwriting and performance powerhouse Memoir is going to be calling in from South by Southwest, so we're going to get an up-to-date report on South by Southwest. Don't forget, this is your show. These bands are here to talk with you. Call us, 347-215-7511, or email your questions and your comments to musicfridaylive@gmail.com. And don't forget, log into our chat room. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, you know the chat room is here. Aha, we already have people in the chat room. Hi there, guest number 904. If you have a question, let us know. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Our hashtag is Music Friday. Our Twitter address is at Music Friday Live. Now, if you know of a hot new band that you think should be on Music Friday, well, just tell us. Go to our website. That's Music Friday Live. I'm sorry. That's go to the Nation Builder website. That's musicfriday.nationbuilder.com. musicfriday.nationbuilder.com. Music Friday Live, of course, is our Twitter feed. And then click on the Your Choice tab. It's right there on top. And then put their name in the nomination form. It only takes about 30 seconds. And it could put a band that you've discovered on the air. And also, while you're there, look around. Read the reviews. Check out the band bios. Comment on the blog. You know, just engage with us because we love to hear from people, from our listeners. And speaking of loving to hear from people, we have a ton of emails here from our listeners who want me to ask questions of our first guest, Karen DeZeel. Well, we'll do that. I have all of your emails here. I have all of your questions. I understand that you're at work or, you know, something like that, and you can't call in, so I'll be happy to ask your questions when she comes on. She's going to be on about 3 minutes or so. Well, there's a lot of stuff happening around the country, but, of course, one of the big things that's happening around the country is South by Southwest. Now, I'm sure that you've all read about the tragedy that occurred, I believe it was Wednesday night at South by Southwest, where a drunk driver, who it turns out, I saw a report, was actually going to be at a showcase later that night. He's a rap producer who lives nearby. Well, our guests in the second half of the show, Memoir, were actually there when it happened, so we'll hear a lot about that. But in any case, I also read that about 300,000 people have showed up for South by Southwest. Boy, it has really gotten big. And one of the questions I'm going to ask is South by Southwest getting too big? Maybe they should split the music festival from the technology festival from now what is becoming a film festival. I don't know. I'd love to hear from you on that. So if you have an opinion on that, email your opinion in. We'll talk about it next week, or send us a tweet. We'll add those up, and we'll just find out. For those of you who have ever been to South by Southwest or you're following South by Southwest, just let us know, okay? Well, there's a lot of other things going on, but one of the most important things that's going on is that we have some great guests coming up. Now, our first guest, of course, we've had on the air before, but she's got a new single out. She's going to be with us in a couple of minutes, and I really thought it was time to bring her back and talk about that. But also, we've got coming up, I have a program note for you. We here at Music Friday have to take a little time off. And so we are going to be off on the 28th of March. We're not going to have a regular show the 28th of March. You'll be able to hear a classic show. You'll be able to listen to a classic show, but it won't be live. I'm going to be in Northern California for that weekend. And so just remember that you can download a classic show or listen to a classic show on the 28th, but I won't be here. And also in April, we're going to be taking a couple of weekends off in April while I'm out of the country. We'll tell you about those when the time comes. But again, you'll be able to listen to classic shows. Okay, we're going to take a break now, and we're going to welcome in our affiliates. When we get back from our break, we have to do a little bit of business, and then our next guest, Karen DeZiel. Don't go away. You're listening to Music Friday Live.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
I'm Patrick O'Heffernan, host of Music Friday Live, and I want to welcome our radio listeners on KSKQ-FM in Ashland, Oregon. That's FM, too. Keep in mind that we're not just on AM, so I want to say hi to all of our listeners up there in Ashland, Oregon. Ashland, Oregon, of course, is the home of the best Shakespeare festival in the country. So if you have some time off in the summer and you like Shakespeare, that's the place to go. Everybody, join us by email at musicfridaylive@gmail.com. That's musicfridaylive@gmail.com. You can also check out our website after the show, musicfriday.nationbuilder.com, and you can call us. You can call us, 347-215-7511. That's 347-215-7511. And a little later on, I want you all to have your pen and pencils out. A little later on, I'm going to tell you about how you can get solar energy for your home with no upfront costs. So just keep that in mind. We'll be talking about that a little later in the show. Well, as I have written in various places, I just like listening to Karen DeZiel. Everything she does, every song she writes, every record is a glowing jewel. She knows how to deftly stimulate the pleasure centers of my brain through my ears. Some of her songs are happy. Some of her songs are sad. All of her songs are personal. And all of her songs are universal. When one of her songs comes up on my playlist, I often have to kind of squeeze my eyes closed for a few seconds and just let her wash over me. Now, all of this went through my mind when I received her latest single, Love You Anyway, which was released at Hollywood's Hotel Cafe. So I thought it was about time to ask her to come back on Music Friday Live and talk to us about the song and about what she has cooking for her fans. And for all of you fans out there who have sent in questions, and there are a lot of you, we're going to play a little of her music, and then we're going to read your questions on the air. Karen, welcome back to Music Friday Live.
Thank you, Patrick. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Karen, I understand you were in Malibu not too long ago shooting a video for your new song, and it rained. Did you finish the video?
Yes, I finished recently. That's a project I've been working on with Marianella and Richard Burgot, and they've been helping me produce that, and it's been really interesting just to see their vision for it and fun to be a part of. And the rain, at first we were, you know, kind of bummed out by it because we're like, how often does it rain here? But then it became, you know, sort of valuable for the piece and we decided to go with it. And luckily the second day we shot, it also happened to rain. So we thought, okay, this must be, you know, a meant-to-be thing. So that's, you know, being finished and should be released in May.
And so it's going to be released in May and we'll be able to see it on your website?
Yeah, it should be finished by then, and we'll have it up on the website.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that. Of course, like I said, you hadn't counted on the rain. You picked the one week in which it was actually raining in Los Angeles. But let's hear a little bit of the new single here, the one you shot that video for.
I know today will be the last time I see you. pain I'll replay a million times, cause I'll miss you. But the trouble with you is that you never know just how wonderful you are. And the trouble with me is that I just can't see when I let these things go too far. And it's time to walk away, but I will love you anyway. Sometimes I catch myself.
That song just gets under your skin, and in a good way. It's pitched just right for humming throughout the day. It's a really well put together. Did you do that on the first take?
No, there was a process involved with it. So, you know, that song actually did kind of come to me at once, like in terms of the guitar and the melody and the words sort of all came together, which is a rare and wonderful thing. But the takes themselves, you know, I first just recorded the vocals, and then I worked on that actually with John Adair, who produced it and played guitar on it, and he had some good ideas for the vocal harmonies. So that was, you know, something that was added later on. And, you know, I think there were probably like maybe four sessions of recording that one and revisions to it. But it was, you know, the idea sort of all came at one time.
Well, it certainly worked. I think that's one of the that just sort of sticks with me all day long. I love that song. I'm looking forward to the video. It's speaking of John Adair, we have an email here from John who says, hi, and he wants to know, if you could collaborate, who would you collaborate with, and what's your dream venue for a live show?
That's a good question. I think I'm going to assume that this means, like, you know, established artists, because I have a lot of friends I want to collaborate with all the time. But if we're looking at, you know, artists I've never met, I would say M. Ward or Jason Isbell would be people I would love to collaborate with. I just love their music. I think it's very soulful. And a dream venue is Café du Nord in San Francisco, because that is where I saw my favorite show. And it's small and intimate, and it's in a city that used to be my home and one that I love.
I know it well. It used to be my home, too, right?
We have three places in common, Patrick, UK, San Francisco, and Texas.
That's right. And speaking of that, let's say you've lived in Texas, you've lived in Oklahoma, which is actually where my father's from, you've lived in Trinidad, and, of course, like you said, you've lived in the fabulous city of London. So now you're settled in Los Angeles. Is there something about being in L.A. that really works for your music?
I think there are a lot of things about being in L.A. that work for me on a personal and artistic level. For one, you know, I get to live on the beach, which is beautiful. Like every morning, you know, you're kind of inspired just by the landscape here. And there's so much to see. It's a very visually stimulating place. So in terms of it being like the backdrop, it's definitely inspirational. I think also just the people that come here, you know, tend to be people who have a lot of ambitions and big dreams and also the courage to pursue them. So finding and connecting with those people definitely, you know, helps embolden you and stimulates creativity in you as well. So I think, you know, both of those things, the people and just the nature of it, make it a really good place for me to be.
Well, of course, I was raised here, and I think that everything you just said is absolutely right, and I'm glad you're one of those people with big dreams. And speaking of big dreams, here's one of my favorite songs.
Strong, small, and all, sing along, I got so full, much to smile about. Life and love in harmony. When I sing, my heart's complete. Nothing. I believe, and that makes me happy. I'm alive, I'm enough, I get by, I walk and stride. it all in. I'm alive, baby, these are good times and I feel so high. It's infinite. I drink my coffee in the morning. Dreams linger, whisper to me.
There's some lines, excuse me, there's some lines in that song. And I sing because I believe, and that makes me happy. I'm alive, I'm in love, I get by, I walk in strides, and I take it all in. What a wonderful way to go through the day with that song going through my head. And I'm so glad you kept the instrumentation in that spare and on most of your songs because it really lets your voice shine through. Did it take a while to perfect the really clean, spare instrumentation, or is that just the way you are?
I think that it probably is a combination of things. You know, like there are a lot of musicians who play on that track, and so it's kind of where they come from and their vision for it really lays the backbone of the instrumentation, and then when we like kind of listen to it as a finished product, I think that that's when the perfection comes in, like when we need to add certain instruments or take certain things away to make sure that everybody has a chance to shine. So on that one, you know, John Adair played on that one again, and Danny Eisenberg did as well. And they both bring, you know, a lot of vision with the instrumentation to that and the composition. But I think, you know, I think that the in terms of just like the guitar and the lyrics, that was something that is there in the beginning.
Well, speaking of instrumentation, there is one song on your EP that feels like a personal conversation between you and the listener. You use a muted, throbbing guitar that creates an environment that it's sort of a private space. Let's sample a bit of it. It's called Fearlessly.
You know the things you say have a way of putting me at ease, and they make their way through air past skin and settle into me. Your joy is like a child, contagious and wild. You live so free, you live so boldly. Am I gonna lose?
That is absolutely brilliant. It's a perfect example of less is more. If you'd added one more instrument, you would have lost the feeling. I just really have to compliment you on using that guitar back there to create a sort of a private room. You really make it feel like you're singing directly to the person listening. Is that hard
Thank
to do?
I think it sometimes it's hard to remember to go back to that place where you're singing authentically. You know, I always feel like the best music that I hear, you can kind of, you do get that feeling, right? You feel like they're singing to you and they're singing about something that you relate to. And so, when I'm singing, I always try to remember kind of what the song's about for me and what it felt like to be in that feeling space at the time and bring that to the music. And I think that is, you know, when I'm able to do that, it creates a more of an intimate feeling with the listener.
Well, you certainly managed it quite well there. And speaking of the listeners, maybe we should turn to some of these emails that we have here because they are still pouring in. I'm going to take one that just came in. This is from Grace. And Grace wants to know, how have new ways to access to music via the Internet and apps affected your musical career? And what kind of music have you been listening to recently?
That's a really good question. And definitely a hot topic right now. I think in terms of the way that apps and music streaming services have affected my career, you know, I think there are two ways. One is, you know, I have a Pandora station and I'm on Spotify, and those are, you know, great technologies to help you connect with listeners who have shown an affinity to liking music similar to yours. So that's been amazing. But the second way is through, you know, just as an artist, finding new artists and music discovery is, you know, key to exploring and developing your own art. And one app that I've been using a lot recently.
Hello? I think we just lost her. Well, we're going to have to see if we can get the connection back. In the meantime, I'm going to play a little bit more of that song, Fearlessly.
The things you say have a way of putting me at ease, and they make their way through air past skin and settle into me. Your joy is like a child's, contagious and wild. You live so free, you live so boldly. Am I gonna lose? Am I gonna lose myself? There are things you know.
And we're trying to get Karen back. We're not quite sure what happened. She may have been on a cell phone and we just and it dropped off, but she should be calling. We should be getting her back in just a minute. In the meantime, that was Fearlessly. And I want to let everybody know that we have a lot of your emails here. In fact, some more are just coming in. So as soon as she calls back in, we will... Or if we can reach her, we will do that. In the meantime, I could do a little business here. You'll have to do it anyway, so now is a good time to do it. Don't go away. You're listening to Music Friday Live.
Our troops aren't the only ones fighting right now. Thousands of military families are in crisis. They're fighting financial battles, how to pay the bills, even how to keep their homes and feed their children. You can help by supporting Operation Homefront, a national nonprofit that provides emergency assistance for military families and for wounded warriors when they come home. To learn more about how you can help, go to OperationHomefront.net.
And we're back at Music Friday Live, and Karen is back with us, so let's continue on. I don't know what happened there. Every now and then that does happen. People just drop off. We can blame the gremlins in the woodwork or that, or in the electronics. Okay, so you can hear me all right now, fine, can't you?
Yep, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, all right. Well, let's return to some of the questions that we're getting from your fans. Lucy Smith wants to know, who made the music video for Susie's song, and what was the process of making that video like? And she says, I love your music. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you. That's a great question, actually. So I'm very fortunate to have in my family someone who's very talented at film production, and her name is Gracie Tarver. And she is actually only 14 years old. She's my cousin, and she has no idea how talented she is yet, but she's been making videos for years, and so, you know, she came out here and we shot it and did it all in a weekend. And the process for it was actually a really fun one for me because since Susie's song is an uplifting song that's supposed to be, you know, about appreciating little moments in life, what I did is I asked my friends to text me pictures or videos throughout the week of things they saw that made them happy. And as you can imagine, that was a really fun week for me because I would be doing some mundane task or writing an email, and I would get this
video of my friend's kid in Switzerland dancing, or one of my favorites was a image of a sunset from a friend of mine on an army base, and he said, I didn't think I'd find anything beautiful here, but this is actually stunning. And so when we made the video, we put all of those images together, and now, you know, watching the video is something that I really cherish, because it makes me think of all of those people that I love, and the ways, you know, it's interesting to get to look through their minds and see what makes them happy. So that was a wonderful process.
Okay.
And Gracie Tarver is the one behind it.
Justin Cooper wants to know, are you ever going to record your harmonica playing on the record? And then he said, I saw your live show in New Orleans, and it was fantastic.
Oh, so I actually do want to learn harmonica this year. That's been something that I've been hoping to learn, but I haven't gotten around to it yet, but stay tuned on that.
Okay. Rosemary in Washington, D.C. says, I love your music and I am in my late 50s. I wouldn't know about it except my 23-year-old daughter introduced me to it. Will you be able to go more mainstream so that older people who don't have digital and social media expertise will get to hear it?
That's a very interesting question, and I certainly hope so. You know, my goal with it is to try to get as many people as possible to hear it through as many outlets as I can. So I'm happy to hear that it made its way to Rosemary, and certainly more, you know, outside of digital too, looking at other ways to reach different audiences.
Okay. When you release your next CD, it'll be a CD, right?
Yeah, well, I'm actually working on another EP that's going to be released in July, and I have about four of five songs done on that one.
Okay.
All
right.
That's around the corner.
Lisa and Tim want to know, at what age did you begin playing the guitar? Did you teach yourself or did you have formal training? And which of your songs is the favorite?
Well, those are very good questions. I started playing guitar. Well, my mom's always played guitar. We all learned on the same one that she's had since she was 12. And my brother got really good at it first when we were teenagers. And I was sort of fascinated by what he was doing. And, you know, I wanted to hang out with him and his friends. So I figured if I learned guitar, then I would. And then, you know, that's kind of how it started. And then I went from there. And in college, I really got more into more focused on learning the guitar. And, you know, for me, a lot of it is about the lyrics and the singing, and the guitar is secondary, but it's definitely my favorite instrument, and I've always loved the way that it makes me feel when I hear it. My favorite song, that's a really hard question to answer, but I think that I think it's one of the ones off the new EP called Heartbeats, which I've been working on recently, just kind of perfecting the recording, but it's one that I feel very strongly right now, so it's currently my favorite.
Okay. We never had a chance to answer John Adair's second question, which is, what is your dream venue for a live show?
So there are a couple, but I would say probably the most, like the one that stands out to me the most right now would be Café du Nord in San Francisco. And, yeah, I think I would really love to play there. I think some festivals would be really interesting, too, like Austin City Limits would be a total dream. I've always loved going there and the artists that play there.
Okay.
So,
we have there's a lot more emails, and unfortunately I'm not going to be able to get to all of them, but I'm going to forward them on to you so you can get back in touch with the people who want to ask you questions, because we're just about out of time. And I do want to play one more of your songs, okay? This is Quitter. So we're going to listen to Quitter and then come back and talk a little bit about your live performances and your coming EP.
Okay.
Head more waiting for the stars to align. We're hiding behind ancient fears.
Now, I wanted to play that song because I, at some point, I think you told me that was your favorite, but I guess that isn't your favorite anymore, is it?
It's been replaced. No, it's one of my favorites. It's hard to pick a favorite, you know, but I change my mind daily on which one is my favorite. So,
you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. One last question from a listener here, and then a little bit about what's coming up. We've got a couple of people have wanted to know, do you miss London, and do you ever plan to go back to London?
I miss London every single day of my life. I know, Patrick, since you've lived in England too, you can probably relate, but it's just a city that is so, you know, rich with history and culture. And for me, it was somewhere, you know, where I spent a lot of my formative years, most of, like, my teenage years in college. And so a lot of the friendships I made there are very, very dear to me. And, I miss it every day. But, I plan to visit again. I don't think I'll live there again, but I'll probably go visit sometime this year, hopefully. And maybe play a show there. I used to play there in college a little bit in London at some venues. So maybe I'll try and do that again.
Well, I consider London the second most wonderful city in the world. The one where we're both sitting in right now being the first. At least that's my opinion. But we've been having so much fun, Karen, that the clock has caught up with us. So we are out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming back on Music Friday Live with us today. And quickly, any live shows or tours coming up on your schedule?
Yes, April 18th, I'm playing the House of Blues. That's a Friday night. I'm playing at 8 p.m., and that's here
that's
in Los
Hollywood,
Angeles.
Right? The Hollywood
yeah,
Live?
House of Blues okay. In Hollywood, April 18th. And then I have something in the works for San Francisco in May, so that'll be announced on my website, which is karendefall.com. And I'm also planning a tour for later in the summer, hopefully in Seattle and Portland and San Diego. So
okay.
Those are all pending.
All right. Well, people should check out your website. That's karendezlle.com. And the new single is Love You Anyway. The EP is Lost and Found. Both of them should be in your collection. And also you can follow her on Twitter, and she's got some really neat stuff on Instagram, too. Thanks again, Karen. We'll be looking forward to having you back on the air when the EP comes out. We have to take a break now, and when we return, we're going to go to South by Southwest and talk with Memoir. Don't go away. You're listening to Music Friday Live.
Our troops aren't the only ones fighting right now. Thousands of military families are in crisis. They're fighting financial battles, how to pay the bills, even how to keep their homes and feed their children. You can help by supporting Operation Homefront, a national nonprofit that provides emergency assistance for military families and for wounded warriors when they come home. To learn more about how you can help, go to OperationHomefront.net.
And we're back. This is Patrick O'Heffernan. I'm your host at Music Friday Live. And I want to remind everybody that you can be part of the program, 347-215-7511, or you can email us at musicfridaylive@gmail.com. That's musicfridaylive@gmail.com. Now, at the beginning of the program, I told you to have your pen and pencils out so I can give you a phone number that you could call to find out how to get solar power for your home. And why would you want it? Well, solar power is a huge win-win for homeowners, and you know that. But you also know that a lot of people are reluctant to take the plunge into solar because of the upfront costs. My great sponsor, Solar City, says you can go solar for zero upfront costs on approved credit. That's right. Solar City will come out and install a solar system on your home for free. And you only pay for the power you use, just like you do from the utility company, except you pay for a lot less of it because the sun is making more of it. And when I had solar power on my home, the sun made about half of our electricity, cut our electricity bill right in half. I don't know if you're going to have the same results. You might get better. Who knows? Well, SolarCity pays for the system. It insures the system, and it maintains the system. All you have to do is enjoy the savings. So if you've been ready for solar, but solar has not been ready for you, it is now at SolarCity, America's number one clean energy provider. The way you find out, and here's that phone number, is you call 909-618-6937. That's 909-618-6937. And when you call, you'll get a wonderful young woman by the name of Tina, who works at SolarCity, and tell her that I told you to call. Because if you tell her I told you to call, she's going to give you a discount on your first order. So once again, that's 909-618-6937. Okay, back to music. There is a music video out entitled Look Away. It's by the band Memoir, and you cannot look away from this video. And you cannot get the music of that video or any of Memoir's music out of your head. Dina Dedley, Zed Kelly, and Remington Garner produce sound and images that are visually commanding, thematically stunning, and totally addictive. When they released their first album last year, Memoir, World On noticed that a new force was now present, and it can't be ignored. There is nothing like them. The Los Angeles-based indie soul band stepped out on its own last year after writing hit songs for top artists and soundtracks for TV shows and film. They have fused rock and blues and jazz and the other music forms they have worked with for years into a genre-defining sound that just grabs you from the first note and never lets you go. In a city and in a music world that is intensely crowded, this group stands out. They were formed last year, and I can hear them there. They're on the phone. Hi, everybody. Let me finish up here with your introduction. I want to introduce everybody to who you are. This is Zed Kelly and singer Dina Dedley, and they met while collaborating at a recording studio, and they later married, and together Dedley and Kelly and her brother Remington Garner have hit singles for top-charting artists like CeeLo Green and will.i.am and the Jonas Brothers. Their music is soundtrack for television shows and feature films, including Failure to Launch. And last spring, they released their new debut EP, Memoir. They're currently performing at South by Southwest, which is where they are right now, and I want to welcome you all to Music Friday Live.
Hey!
Hey, thank you so much.
Okay, all right. First of all, like I said, you're at South by Southwest. Is this your first time at South by?
Yeah, it's my first time here, and it's wild. There are so many bands, so much going on. It's pretty amazing.
About 300,000 people is the official count there right now.
Yeah.
We have to get this out of the way. I hope you were nowhere near the tragedy at the Mohawk Bar Wednesday night.
We actually were.
We were just finishing up a show down the street at Rusty's, and we were on our way back to our parking garage. And my buddy that we were walking with got a text and said, you know, something had gone down, and, you know, everyone was, you know, people had gotten run over. But this was, you know, before the ambulance and everything had gotten there. So we're coming around towards the parking lot. The ambulance and police just arrived. And we come down the street, but there were people laying on the ground. I mean, it was a disturbing scene. People coming up the path, holding each other in tears. Really, really, really insane. So we went back to the block because everything was cut off, and decided to cut down another block. More blocks made, another two people laying on the ground. It was like you could see at that point that someone had just driven down the entire street and the clouds of people, and you know, everyone was just in shock. It was truly unbelievable.
I'm glad that you're safe. That's an important thing here. Now, it looks, you know,
yes.
I've been following you on Instagram, and Dina, and it looks like you've been playing to pretty good crowds. Rusty's was packed the night you were there, and I understand Lady Gaga was in the house. Is that right?
She was, yeah. It was a great show, man. It was a great group of people to be working with. The sound was incredible. And, you know, we performed with Odd Future. And some great acts. I mean, they just had some really top-notch acts in there, so it was good to perform with all these great artists.
Well, how does Lady Gaga slip in unnoticed, or does she?
Well, there was a band. There's a band, My Precious Weapons, who's playing in the same club in the other room. And so, you know, as soon as she got there, the doorway, everything, it was already packed in the room. And, you know, people started gathering around, and then suddenly no one could get into the club, and, you know, we're squeezing. But yeah, it was pretty wild.
Okay. Well, I got one other question about South by Southwest for you, then we're going to play your music. And what did you think of the Google glasses?
They were amazing. Would I pay $1,200 for them? Never. Would I pay $100 for them? Probably not. But it is very cool technology. You know, it works. You put it on. But, you know, it puts a really small screen on there with a lower kind of quality picture that, you know, I get it. I think it would be fun. I would love to rock a pair of them. But I think
did
they
all
still
three
probably
of you,
got...
Did all three of you wear the glasses?
On.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was cool to take a picture. It's interesting that people can walk around and take a picture of folks or videotape something. I'm a little freaked out by them. I don't know if I'm as angry as some of the folks in San Francisco about it, but they're all a little freaky that someone can record you and you don't know about it.
Well, what I would like to do if I had Google Glasses is walk around with this video playing in my Google Glass all the time, and this is your video, Los Angeles. Let's listen to
it. Or imagine being able to put them on and rock a show and get the view from the, you know, from the stage or all the things you can do with that.
There you go. Okay, well, that's my hometown you're singing about, and I have a question for you. How did Los Angeles break your heart?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I've been in the music business for a long time, so, I've worked with some really great people. I've been very, very close to kind of, you know, achieving that level of success that you see for yourself as a writer and a singer and a performer, and not quite been there. And, you know, we've had a lot of great relationships in Los Angeles, and we love L.A., so I can't live anywhere else than L.A., I got to be honest. But, you know, it's just a song really about how rough it can be and how many people are out there in the world pursuing their dream, whether it's opening up a restaurant or becoming a performer or an artist. It's a grind, it's a hustle, and along the way you might run into some people who, you know, don't necessarily have your back and you thought they did. And so, you know, you have to be ready for a very rough world. Can be rough.
Well, you've got a line in there that I think I'm going to frame and put on my website, and the line is, "Out for myself is such a lonely place." That is so true, and it's such great wisdom. Secondly, in that song, you say goodbye, L.A., and I'm glad to hear that you don't mean that you're going to be leaving, because I'd love to have you here in my hometown. All right. The reason I stopped there for a second is we've got emails coming in from your fans, and I just wanted to pass one on. This is from Kim, and Kim wants to know, what live shows do you have coming up in L.A.?
Oh, well, we just played a bunch of live shows in L.A., but we're getting ready to finish the mix on the record, actually, the album release on April 29th. So right now we're going back to L.A. to finish all the final touches on the record, and then set up a new tour for late spring, early summer, probably through San Diego, San Francisco, L.A., maybe Nevada and, you know, Arizona. We're going to finish up the record and then put together some shows shortly.
And right now we're kind of getting ready to book our CD release show. So nothing yet, but it will be posted very soon.
Okay, well, I'm gonna follow carefully and tell everybody where they should follow you. Why don't you give your URL?
Sure. So on Facebook, rather, it's Memoir Music. Instagram is at Memoir Music. Twitter is at Memoir Music. And the only thing that's not at Memoir Music is our website at www.memoir-music.com.
Okay, so everybody get that, and we'll repeat it later on, too. But to follow them, and you can find out, Kim, where their new shows are going to be. Now, there's another song in here that I think is fabulous, and we're going to play a little bit of it. It's called Look Away.
The only soul I'm ever going to have is on the bottom of this old pair of boots I got.
That is such a powerful song, and the video that goes along with it is equally as powerful. And incidentally, I wanted just to let our audience know that you are hearing a little bit of funny sounds because we have three people on cell phones from Texas, and you understand, you know, we've talked to bands on the road before, so occasionally you're going to get a little bit of that kind of distortion. Now, back to that. I realize the video that goes along with that is a dramatization of a biblical story. It's so lushly done and so beautifully done. It just, you can't look away from it. But it's the music that really caught me. It's driving, it's powerful, it's primitive, it's hypnotic. Now, which came first? Did the song come first or the idea for the video come first?
Hey, Pat. The song definitely came first. It was one of those things that we were in the studio, and it just felt so right from the get-go. And, you know, we shared it with friends because we loved it so much. And one of our good friends, Jay Fisher, who ended up doing it for us, the director, he had this vision right from the start when he heard it of exactly what was going to happen. So it was great to work with somebody that was so passionate about something that we were as passionate with.
Well, I should say that the video is first class. That's major motion picture class there. That must have spent quite a bit of time on that one.
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, from the base level, we were able to be in every single bit and piece of it. And it was great. We were out in the desert. I mean, the costumes, the set, the designing, we were on the base level of everything, and we were able to get something truly unique and epic.
Well, it is truly unique.
Jay Fisher,
and I noticed. Go ahead, Dina.
Jay Fisher is an incredible director. He's actually editing a ton of stuff right now that, you know, you would have heard of, and, you know, like Pawn Stars and things like that. But he's a major director, and it was definitely a lucky break for us to have a friend who could produce, I don't know, a $50,000, $60,000 video for us for 10 grand. It was great. You know, so we actually had the rain guy from the Titanic.
Oh, really?
So,
okay. Well,
on a discounted rate, so that was a gift.
it shows. Now, I know, go ahead. You were going to say something there?
Oh, no, go ahead, Patrick.
I noticed that you thanked Megyn Kelly in the credits. Is that the Megyn Kelly, the writer?
No, that's Megyn Kelly, my sister.
Oh.
She'll love when you said that.
We
right
actually
now.
Thanked everybody in the credits. We thanked everybody who donated to the, you know, the campaign. We had a Kickstarter campaign for it. Everybody who donated was credited in the video.
Well, congratulations on that. That is a first-class piece of creative work, and the music that goes with it, it's absolutely unforgettable. That is one of the best things I've heard in a long time. Now, I've got another one here that I'd like to play a little bit of, and maybe talk about this one, too, because it's got some interesting lyrics in it.
Thank you.
The line in that song, I am the statement I'm making. No need to hide it or fake it. I just am who I am. What led to that song?
Well, we are blessed to be in L.A., and we are very much so connected to a community, a beautiful community of, you know, young transgendered youth and gay and lesbian youth and grown folks, and we just really have a lot of love for that community. And that song was really kind of about some of the struggles that we see these people facing, especially transgendered, because, you know, these days being gay is becoming more acceptable, but transgendered is still something very unexplored and radical. And so the song is really about all of us who don't fit in, and really it's kind of all of us, if we can be honest about it. We're all so different that if you put, you know, a duck hunter from Alabama across from a Wall Street dude from New York, you know, they might have different religions. They might do everything differently. They would never, you know, they might eat different foods. They spend their money differently. They put their kids through different educations. And yet we walk around kind of pointing the finger at people and saying, God, you're so, that's not cool. I don't like that. I don't like that. Instead of, wow, that's interesting. That's different. That's interesting that they're living their life that way. That's cool. You know, it's always kind of a negative judgment today, it feels like sometimes. So that's where the song is. I am who I am. I am the statement I'm making. I'm proud of it.
Well, I thoroughly agree with you, and I congratulate you on the creativity and also on coming out there and saying that so strongly. We need more people to say that. Now, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming album. It's set for release in about 6 weeks. Are there going to be any surprises in it, any controversial songs, or any songs that are a lot different than other things that you've released up until now?
Yeah, you know what? There's all kinds of different stuff on there. A lot of, you know, most of the album has been unheard, some really epic sounding stuff. You know, our sound has kind of evolved over the last year, so we have everything from our real nostalgic root sounding stuff to you know, more epic big drum sounding stuff. So it's really cool, and it's everything in the album is really with a thematic feel and a lot of soundscaping. So that's what we expect.
If people go to your website, can they sign up for an alert that lets them know when the album is out so they can get a copy, or can they order it in advance?
Absolutely. You can if you go to our website and sign up on our mailing list. All the people on that mailing list will get all that information before it actually hits the stores.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell them your website once again?
www.memoir-music.com.
Okay, so I advise everybody out there to do that. I've done it, so I'm going to get a notice of this, and I think you all should do this. This is going to be a blockbuster album. Now, this may be a strange question for a band that has only been around for about a year or so, but what took you so long? I know you've been writing songs for major artists for some time. You must have a huge inventory of songs, and you're all superbly talented. It seems like you could have come out immediately with an album.
Right. Well, you know, we've worked on several different albums. I had a Dina Dudley record. We've had another band called Girth. And, you know, we've had several different records, but really the timing was right for this specific band because my brother moved in with us. My husband and I were working on a bunch of stuff for film and television, and we said, you know, it's time for a new project that is exactly what we can do best. And that happens to be this fusion of blues and rock and soul and so many different things with a pop sensibility still. And so the timing was just right. Everything was just in the right place for Memoir to be in place.
Well, I'm going to play another one of your songs. This is not on the new album, but I think it's a really good example of how you put all those things together. This is Love and War.
If you ever realize you know it's alright, I would walk with you into the dark of night. Say the words and tell me, baby, how high. For a man like you, I know I'd have to fight. But something's behind us, you have finally caught up. Yeah, the footsteps are getting close now. It's time for the showdown. There's nowhere to hide.
And that's Love and War by Memoir. And I once again want to alert our listeners that the reason we're having so many odd sounds, and also that I sound a little bit probably far away from my mic, is that we have three cell phones standing on the corner in Austin, Texas, talking to us from South by Southwest. Well, I want to say I love the concept of that song, of your past catching up with you and sitting at the front door. But you sing about getting your gun. Did that ever happen to anybody you know?
Oh, no, that's just fantasy. That's just us creating. Really, Love and War was about us creating. We sat down one day and we said, you know, we really want to do music for a Quentin Tarantino film. And what would that song be like? And so we really were inspired by Quentin Tarantino and his work and loving those films. And so that song was really just fantasy. Sure, I've been jealous before, but my husband is a very, very loyal man. and so we don't have any worries with having to shoot somebody down for,
okay, all right.
You know, coming knocking on our door.
I wasn't implying that it was you. I thought maybe it might have been somebody else you knew in your community. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. We're going to let you go back because I know you've got another gig coming up at South by Southwest.
Yeah, we're going right now. In about 15 minutes, we're hopping on the stage.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go. I look forward to you coming back to L.A. and seeing you live. And in the meantime, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And don't forget,
you
can find Memoir at www.memoir-music.com. Sign up there for their newsletter so you know when their new album comes out. You'll love it. And in the meantime, the songs we played today can be streamed and downloaded and purchased from the site. Now, you've been listening to Music Friday live with Patrick O'Heffernan from Cyber Station USA, Blog Talk Radio, and our radio affiliates. Like our Facebook page, follow our Twitter feeds, and get real-time updates on our guests. Vote for your favorite musician on musicfriday.nationbuilder.com, and we'll invite them on the show. Our producer is Lars Christensen. Our program director is Jason Bartleben. Our intern is Angeline Serrano. Download this and other programs at blogtalkradio.com. Be here next Friday for the great Donya Oxford and her wild boogie-woogie blues rock. And Claudia Schmidt has dug her car out of the snow where it was stuck 2 weeks ago and will be with us this week, weather permitting, of course. Check our Twitter stream and our Facebook page, and we will update you on our guests. Good night, everybody, and have a great musical weekend. And here's a little bit more of Love and War.